Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and as you know, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. And everybody is talking about Afghanistan. So rather than me pontificate about this, it's best if I bring on somebody who was actually there. That makes a little bit more sense. This gentleman, 5 years as a member of the 75th Ranger Regiment, a couple of tours. He's got a book out right now. His name is Tom Armenta. Tom, listen, thank you for joining us, first of all. I want to get to the book, but first I want to thank you for your service. Words just cannot express the debt of gratitude we have.
Well, Lee, thank you very, very much for having me, and thank you for the support. You talk about raw and unfiltered, and I'm going to try and keep it national radio levels of raw and unfiltered,
right?
Because it's been a very frustrating, very anger-inducing experience for me to go through watching this withdrawal over the past week or so, for sure.
So the name of the book is The 20-Year War. You've got a co-author and a photographer. Tell me who they are.
Dan Blakely was my co-author.
Yep.
He is also a former member of 2nd Ranger Battalion of the 75th Ranger Regiment. And then Bo Simmons was his childhood best friend, and he is a truly world-renowned, started off as a fashion photographer and has since got burnt out by the really sort of the fakery of that.
Right.
At industry, and so he's now become a portrait and Americana-centric photographer doing just tremendous work.
Right.
And the three of us partnered together to tell 71 authentic veteran stories of what inspired veterans to serve, what their time in service was like, what their transition out of military service has been like, and what they're doing now. And frankly, the veterans in our book are thriving, which makes me eternally grateful, but also, like me, as we've talked, and like so many of my friends that either weren't in the book but were also veterans, were angry. They're not happy about what's going on right now.
I can only imagine that. And I've been saying this for the better part of the week, get your reaction to this, which is, how do you cope with or rationalize the Gold Star mom right now staring at the picture of her son on the mantle and saying, what for?
So I absolutely have struggled with the what for initially, but I had a friend of mine whose name is Claire, and she messaged me to check in on me, see how I was doing. And I'm like, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm hurt, I don't understand the policy, I don't understand what's going on, and I feel the administration owes us an explanation. This is before the speech yesterday, which I would like to also say they still owe us an explanation, a real one. But she said to me, she's like, you know, Tom, I can't imagine how you feel, and I can't imagine how your fellow veterans feel, but please convey to them that many of us, most of us in my world, and she goes, I think most Americans do not feel like what you did was in vain. There was never another 9/11 style attack because you went into that place and you fought the Taliban and you fought Al-Qaeda and you fought to make sure that that dark day never happened again. And she goes, in the 20 years of freedom and relative peace that you have helped provide, you know, I've had my children, my father got to watch his grandson grow up. She's like, I encourage you to think about that being your legacy and not the decisions of the past and previous administration's political stance. She's like, I know it has to be hard that you're watching the same people that harbored and allowed Osama bin Laden to do what he did. and to foment this terror and foment this awfulness and have all the repression of just humanity. She's like, but because of what you did, we've had 20 years where we did not have to worry about that. And that's, and that's what I would say to every single veteran that I served with, all the Gold Star moms. That's our legacy, not these horrific political miscalculations, not this awful, I can't even call it a policy. I'm sorry. I can't. This, because it's, you know, I mean, man, you're getting me as wrong and filtered as you can, because it's not a policy. That's what, if you want to take the next step of, okay, why? I keep asking that question because 3 weeks ago, the Biden administration got out there in the Oval Office with the current president of Iraq, shook his hand and said, we are, quote, leaving by the end of the year, except for some advisors. Fun fact for your listeners, anytime a politician says advisors like that, he's talking about special operations forces and intelligence assets. About 2,000 people, men and women in our armed services, are staying in Iraq. We have roughly 900 of those same types of people in Syria right now. My understanding from friends that are still currently serving and from friends that are in, we'll go with adjacent industries or adjacent groups, literally around the world, are all saying that we are starting to put back infrastructure in the Horn of Africa to both combat the Al-Shabaab hit that President Biden mentioned and also counter anti-Chinese influence. So the three major spaces that we are trying to do this in, right, we all have people there. But the one place that's on the news right now is the place that we're leaving with no plan, that we are leaving these interpreters and these contractors that have worked with us for 20 years to die. He's telling us that, you know, we've completed our mission, when the very group that harbored and resourced and helped train the men that carried out the most horrific attack in American history by terrorism standards is right back in power. While you leave troops in the other places, I don't get it, man. And to be really clear, Lee, I have not talked to a single veteran who's like, yes, we should stay in Afghanistan. Let's be there forever. Like, Tom, I want you to write the 40-year war on the 40th anniversary. No one wants that. We all want out, man. We're all ready to be, like, get back, do this. But in the same breath that they're like, I want out, they're also like, this is not the way. We are going to go back. His garbage statement of the buck stops me and I will not condemn another presidency to this. Yeah, you are, and you're doing it. My friends' children are going to put night vision down in front of their face like I did in 2002, and they're going to march right back in there, and they're going to have to undo this decision. I mean, look, just look at every single media outlet around the world in the West. They're all murdering this policy. They are absolutely crucifying it. It's like, show me the last time that, you know, out of the three major networks, MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN, have all gotten on the same page and all been like, yep, this sucks.
So prior to seeing this chaos in Afghanistan, I think most Americans, in fact, the polls overwhelmingly show most Americans wanted to get out of Afghanistan, me included. But with knowledge coming in and information being disseminated, it's changed. Tom, I was like, okay, let's get everybody out of there, man. Let's stop wasting blood and treasure in that desert. Let them go kill themselves, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. And then you start to sort of take a step back and you see exactly what it is that actually is going on. So you've got this small, relatively small troop deployment, resources, keeping that place in check, preventing it from turning into a bloodbath. And we haven't lost a life in over a year.
May 2020.
So,
KIA.
So we're doing something positive with very little collateral damage to our own troops, which is great. I don't know what it costs financially, but look what's going to happen now. You're so right in this. The unintended consequences that are going to come from this are going to be catastrophic.
So I completely agree. The other thing is that, so after I left the military, I got my degree in political science from the University of Illinois with a focus on international relations. When I take off my soldier hat and I put on my political science hat, this makes even less sense to me because, one, politically, we never understood that Afghanistan is a nation of tribes. Okay, so this narrative of, oh, there isn't a political solution here. Dude, I had a copy of the book, The Bear Went Over the Mountain, which is the Russian or the Soviet Staff College book, in my rucksack when I stepped off a plane to be one of the first men from 2nd Ranger Battalion to go to combat since 1989 when we had jumped into Panama. That book was in my ruck, and they talked about it. Like, politically, we never learned the lesson on that. And the other political just travesty, I mean, this makes me so nail-spitting angrily, that I'm hearing is that the Afghans lacked the will to fight. Let me ask you a question. Do you know between 2014 and 2020, according to the Department of Defense, the estimation of how many Afghanis have been killed in action trying to fight for their country?
I have no idea.
45,000.
Are you kidding me? Really?
No. Go look it up. Between the Afghan National Army and the Afghan police, 45,000 are estimated to have died. So you want to know what? That government was rife with corruption. No one's denying that. You know,
right.
General Tony Thomas, a few weeks ago, publicly said, you know, one of his frustrations was leaving the Karzai regime and asking himself in those meetings, did they care less than we do? Okay? I can, political politics, man, it's bad. But at the end of the day, this notion that they lack the will to fight when they put all of that time and all that effort and all of their blood in is false.
Tom, can you stick around one more break? All right, you can. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. I want to continue this conversation. We're talking about Afghanistan. The book is The 20-Year War. Don't you dare move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only, for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We've expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and we've got Tom Armenta. The book is The 20-Year War. So we spent $89 billion training the Afghani military forces, and what appears to all of us is that in a 24-hour period, they laid down their guns and walked away. Did that happen?
I step back to that, and I would say that, again, this is a country that isn't driven by the way that we think of nations. It's driven by tribes, and the Taliban was really, really smart. They took over the smaller main capitals, the south, the smaller provinces, and they did it with an overwhelming force in relation to the numbers there. And so they started to build momentum. And then because they're tribal identities and they started communicating, you know, cousin to cousin on either side. And they're like, listen, you guys lay down your arms and we just come in, you guys will be fine. Whether or not they will is another story. But if you don't, we're going to kill you and we're going to kill your entire family. That's how these guys get down. Right. And so that's the other narrative that drives me nuts is, oh, they didn't lack the will. They lacked the will to fight. If you've already spent all of this time to see the one thing that kept these wolves at bay leave literally in the middle of the night, like Biden ordered General Scotty Miller to do at Bagram, encase the colors in Bagram, and leave in the middle of the night, not tell our allies. And now you're staring down a dude who's like, put the guns down, and we're cool, or keep doing it, and I'm going to kill you, your family, your parents, your grandparents, and everybody. I love it. I love a good action movie as much as the next guy, but I've also had a gun barrel in my face, and I know what the calculation of that is. Right. And it's a garbage narrative. It really is. The Afghans were very committed to fighting until they realized that they were completely alone and facing down an enemy getting rapid traction because they were really smart in how they handled it by gobbling up all the little places first.
We're supposed to be the last bastion of freedom on this planet. Without us, there's chaos. We screwed this up, didn't we?
Yep, all of us. And to be clear, I have not talked to a veteran. I've talked to 3 or 4 dozen at this point, especially since I've started to do the press for the book 20 Year Old War, and especially since that Washington Post story came out that I was featured in. No one wants to stay there. Everyone wants to leave. But the next breath from all of them has been, but this is not the way to do it. And that, I haven't fully wrestled with that, Lee. Like, that keeps me up. And, you know, like, we wrote this book, The 20-Year War, and we started working on the project in January, and it's a book of 71 veteran stories about what inspired them to enlist, what their brief sketch of their service all over was, what their transition was like, and what they're doing now. And to read some of the stories, and I've gone back and looked at them, and to talk to some of these people and to talk to other veterans, it's also sort of frustrating to me, because I feel like the American veteran, who, by the way, makes up less than 1% of the American population for the past 20 years, less than 1% of Americans have served in the global war on terror in the military. So we're this very small, very misunderstood group, and now suddenly we're in the middle of this, and everyone's got a microphone in our face. I'm like, what does it all mean? And I wish that people would start seeing the, you know, us as a veteran community, that like we answer the call to service because of exactly what you believe, that America is the greatest free-ish nation in the world, that we are the beacon of hope and light in this world. And, you know, I just hope that people, you know, will start seeing that. I really hope that people will pick up this book and read these 71 stories and see who America is. All races, all creeds, all colors, all sexes, all 4 branches of service. We try to bring as robust a snapshot and tapestry of who the American fighting service member was, because, you know, myself and Dan and Bo are so committed to trying to tell an authentic, real story devoid of spin. And both pictures capture who the American veteran is in a way. I mean, even the portrait that he took of me blew my mind. I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, because like, I felt like I was looking in this really weird, sort of unvarnished mirror.
Right.
The way he captured it. And these truly are stories that need to be told, and they need to be heard, and people need to see who these men and women are and read who they are if you want to start understanding why we are so upset right now, why we are in pain, what our service and our sacrifice means to us. That they're telling these stories in their own words. It's all first person. And, you know, I hope people check that out, and I hope people see and separate the difference between the veteran and the soldier, sailor, airman, or marine that has fought in this conflict, and the politicians that have screwed it up, because they have royally screwed it up.
Brother, so well said. Listen, I got to split. I got to go. But one more time, where can they get the book?
20yearwar.com. Just spell it all out, 20yearwar.com. And if you order it right now, it should ship in about a week. Came in a little early on the pre-order.
You guys are the true heroes. I appreciate everything you guys do. And anything I can ever do to help, please let me know.
Thank you so much, Lee. I appreciate it.
All right, we got to run. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal mask mandate on airplanes and other forms of public transportation will remain in effect until January of next year. This as the White House is expected to back plans for COVID vaccine booster shots for most Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying boosters have always been part of their contingency plan.
Part of our operational focus was ensuring we had enough supply to provide booster shots should that be a decision made by the FDA. So that has been in our planning processes for months now.
California is getting extra help from the feds to fight wildfires. The state securing two fire management assistant grants from federal emergency managers to help suppress the Monument Fire burning in Trinity County and the Dixie Fire in Lassen County. Combined, the fires have burned more than 720,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
First, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It is Patriot VPN. They're a private, a virtual. On all of your devices. So let me say that in plain English. Patriot VPN protects your internet privacy, your data and your privacy. Everything you say and do, everywhere you go on the internet is now secure. Nobody can find out. So cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider, ISP, they all collect and use your private information without your knowledge. And there are so many examples in the media, but how about conservative groups in America being actively targeted and your personal information and internet history being sold by your ISP? It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For your business, for your family, for your personal use, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. $6.95 a month, and when you use the code WAR, you get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. It's all about your internet privacy.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our favorite guests from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci, is joining us right now, and I wanted to ask you this. Did you serve in Afghanistan?
Well, I was working for the Secretary of Defense when all that occurred. So I've been there multiple times and, was at the upper planning level when we were doing all that.
If you tried to put together a plan for a mass exodus out of Afghanistan, an occupied state, could you do a worse job than the job that's been done so far?
No, you could not. It's so sad to look at this situation and, why in the world, if we were going to leave, would you pull all the military out and leave all the equipment, all the civilians, and have no standing, on the ground capability to evacuate those people if it started to go south. To not do those things it borders on criminal. At the very least, it's really stupid. But that's what they did.
And you mentioned the equipment. I'm looking at rows and rows and rows of equipment being driven to Iran or heading towards Iran. I'm an idiot when it comes to this stuff. I don't have a military background, but if I'm doing a mass exodus and I'm leaving my equipment behind, I'm destroying it all, right?
Well, some of it, Lee, the plan was for the Afghan military and the Afghan police to use it. So some of it, okay, I can live with that. We left it there. These guys collapsed or switched sides. It's hard to account for that. But a lot of it seems to have just been stored there, I assume, for some future, exfiltration. But what the heck were they thinking? Why would you leave all that stuff, particularly all the small arms, all the stuff that anybody could pick up and use?
Right.
We're not talking about, supersonic airplanes or anything that nobody's been trained on, but it's stuff that the Taliban can pick up and utilize against their enemies in country. They can give it to other people who can use it, where they want. This is like we deliberately decided, we pull out, we're going to just completely screw the Afghan people and do as much to destabilize the region as we can. That's kind of what it looks like. I know that was not their intent, but that seems to be what the result is going to be.
All right, so there were some reports that there were somewhere between 2,000-3,000 United States citizens, this is from the State Department, still on the ground in Kabul. Is that even possible? And if so, wouldn't they have already had some kind of an idea that this was going to happen? Can you break that down for us?
Well, it shows a complete lack of a grasp of reality of what was going to happen. Granted, this is the worst case scenario, you know, we thought that the Afghan military and the Afghan government, we hoped, would be able to hold its own, keep the Taliban out. But, you know, starting about 2 weeks ago, the dominoes just started to fall. So, you know, to sit there and kind of wring their hands for 2 weeks and suddenly go, oh, well, maybe we better move some troops there to protect these people, it's unconscionable. But, you know, these folks, we had a really big embassy there in Kabul. There are a lot of folks there working with the Afghan government. There's a lot of contractors there who were supporting both the military and the civilian side of things from, you know, the American standpoint. And the other thing we're not even mentioning, Lee, is there's a ton of civilians and government folks from our countries, from other NATO countries, from people like that who don't have long-range aircraft that can go in and get folks. So we're going to have to get all them out as well. So it's not just the 3,000 or 4,000 Americans that are there. There's a bunch of Brits. There's Australians. There's, you know, people from other NATO countries. This is a disaster.
It's always been compared, at least it looks like it is being compared to the fall of Saigon. But Saigon actually, what, those pictures of the helicopters evacuating folks, that was 2 years after a peace deal, right? This is 2 weeks after a deal.
Yeah, and remember, just about a month ago, the Biden administration was saying, hey, look, the Taliban are not the North Vietnamese army. They're not going to roll in there the way they did, you know, which, as you say, was 2 years later. These guys just rolled in, and, you know, and some of it, you know, the Afghan culture says that it's not, you know, unmanly, it's not wrong, that if you think your side's going to lose, you switch sides, and you just jump over to the side you think is going to win. That's kind of the way they do it. You know, and we could say that's terrible and reprehensible, but that's their culture. And that's what happened. As the Taliban gained more and more momentum, you know, in militarily taking some of these provincial capitals out across the country, as they rolled up to the next one, they said, okay, we're going to switch to be on your side now.
Right. And then the
national government just left. But, you know, we've known this. We've been working with these people for 20 years now. We should have planned for this. It may not have been what we wanted to happen or even, you know, what we thought was the most likely thing to happen, though it, you know, turned out to be incorrect. It was a distinct possibility, but they did nothing to plan for it. And this is not just the military's bad here, though the military guys should have pushed the civilians to do this kind of planning. Because a lot of this is just straight up governmental policy, which is on the civilian side. And those folks just blew it. You know, they were delusional. And they thought, you know, this is Jen Psaki saying, well, you know, the Taliban needs to understand, you know, what role do they think they're going to play with the international community? These guys are not worried about the international community.
Right.
They are still looking at this as the first step in a global jihad. Look, there's plenty of blame to go around here, but President Biden's been in the driver's seat since January. All this started to fall apart. This was his plan for ending the thing, and it's just been an unmitigated disaster.
I know we like to give our operations, our movements, a name. I've been calling this Operation Incompetence and Chaos. And honestly, this is a day, an international day of embarrassment for us. It's hang your head in shame day for every single American out there, whether you're attached to a Biden or not, because it just looks terrible for us, I think.
It really does. And the saddest thing is what's going to already is happening and what is going to happen to the Afghan people.
Right.
They've already started pulling people out of their homes and shoot them.
Yep.
Because they worked with us, or they sent their kids to school, or allowed their daughters to go get jobs. all these things that to the Taliban are literally sins against God. And they are applying that now. They haven't backed off an inch from the you know, sociological plan, if you will. It's a religious plan, really, that they used to run before 9/11, before we threw them out of power. But it's, I mean, the carnage that's going to occur in Afghanistan will completely blow away what happened in Vietnam at the end of the Vietnam War. The Taliban isn't going to send people to re-education camps.
Right.
They're just going to kill their enemies and slaughter them because that's kind of what they do. And we're responsible. You know, we did not do enough, clearly, to work this transition to a point where they would at least have a fighting chance.
And I said, get ready for ISIS-like videos to be popping up all over the place. I can almost guarantee that's going to happen as a way, you know, just said, the beginning of this global jihad that they really want. They're going to start with the YouTube videos, people getting their head cut off, and that lays at the foot of this president. That's his fault, Joe Biden. He can claim complete responsibility for all of that. Stephen, can you hang out for one more break? We'll come right back. I want to continue this conversation. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is with us. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Stephen Bucci is with us. We carried him over from the previous segment talking about the situation here in Afghanistan. Now, Stephen, 20 years, 2 decades, lives lost, trillions of dollars spent. You're a Gold Star family this morning, right? You're a mother staring at your son's picture on the mantelpiece. What exactly did he die for?
Well, I know that this is hard. I am not ready to say that they died for nothing.
Right.
I'm not ready to say that. For 20 years now, the people in Afghanistan, even with the war going on, have had a grossly improved lifestyle over what they had under the Taliban before. We stayed there for, right under 20 years. We did the best we could up to this last 6 months to try and get things ready for them to take over. I agree with the concept that we couldn't stay there forever. We didn't want to make Afghanistan the 51st state. But the way we pulled out has been a failure. It has been a complete cock-up and is an embarrassment to the United States. So to those mothers, to the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that fought there, give those people some space today because they're going to be processing a lot of stuff. Know you did the best you could. We tried for the majority of that time to do the best we could for the Afghan people. And in the end, it didn't work the way we wanted to. So yeah, if you want to be harsh, we failed this mission in the big scheme of things. And we need to be looking not to run away from this kind of stuff, but to figure out if we are in a position where we have to do this again, how do we do it right? And that's something that needs to be looked at. And you don't have to condemn the whole mission because the last 6 months have turned out to be a disaster. But you do need to review it and try and figure out how we can do it better because, like it or not, the United States of America is an international power. We play on the international stage. Nothing really happens in the world unless the United States is playing a role in it.
Right.
President Obama tried that. Oh, we'll let the others lead. We'll just be supporting. And we found out our allies don't do anything without us because they can't. So we need to understand that, we don't have a capability just to roll up the gangplanks, Lee, and stay home.
Right.
That's not the way the world is anymore. But we got to find a way to do it better than what we've been doing.
I think I asked you this last week. I'll ask you one more, and I'll let you go. This is a tough. I know this is a tough topic for anybody who served in the military. What would have to occur for us to go back into Afghanistan? What would we have to see? Launches of terror strikes against this country again. I mean, what would have to occur for us to return to that godforsaken hellhole?
The only thing that I could see us going back for is if again. Somebody was using it as a launching base for attacks on the United States or interests around the world. Basically a repeat of what was going on prior to 9/11 and then at 9/11 where Al-Qaeda was using Afghanistan as a safe base from which to attack us. If that starts to happen again, we're going to have to do something.
Right.
We know the Bill Clinton model of just shooting a couple of cruise missiles at them doesn't really work against terrorist organizations. They'll take the casualties and just shift around a little bit, recruit some more. You have to go in and root them out. We started to do that. We obviously didn't complete the job there in Afghanistan, and now we're stuck with the Taliban being resurgent. And there's no expectation that they will not open up their arms to other radical Muslim terrorist groups that are out there,
right?
As they did for Al-Qaeda. So I think if that starts to happen, we'll have no choice but to go back in and get them. Now, whether we do it with, targeted special operations, drones, and cruise missiles, but I got to tell you, just shooting stuff at them, whether you do it from a drone, a manned aircraft, or a ship, that's never enough. You got to go in and get these guys more precisely and more completely, and that takes boots on the ground. Doesn't necessarily mean hundreds of thousands of boots on the ground, but it is going to take some hard people willing to go in and do the hard job of fighting these guys. And I would not be surprised to see, my special ops community going back in there to take some of these guys out if that starts to happen.
I hate to say this, but it seems more likely that that would happen than less likely, right? I mean, it seems like that is, where we're trending. May not be this year, next year, 5 years from now, but somewhere along the line, they're going to launch some kind of an attack from Afghanistan. U.S. citizens.
I would be very surprised if it did not happen.
His name is Stephen Bucci with the Heritage Foundation. Stephen, I got to run. I'm out of time. Thank you as always. We're out of time. Wayne Allen Root is here. Don't you dare change that dial. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Voice plans.